is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Love Among the Wolves. Dear friends, in this week's gospel, Jesus treats his disciples to a harsh dose of reality. You see, Jesus is telling us that to be an open, active Christian means to be set among the wolves. They have vicious teeth and claws, but we're armed with the grace of Almighty God. It's as true now as it was then. And the perils are not limited to the media reports of mass martyrdom in the Middle East. In America today, routinely Christians now suffer the mini-martyrdom of the slight, the sneer, the mocking smirk. Increasingly, our culture tells us that it's just not cool to be a Christian. Those damned Catholics. That's the way the president of a major Midwest university publicly referred to Notre Dame. A U.S. Army directive reportedly banned Bibles from Walter Reed Medical Center. In filing for tax-exempt status, a mega media watchdog organization openly declared that it will direct its $20 million budget to discrediting Christian-influenced ideology. In popular media, the stereotype WASP has long been synonymous with the country club hypocrite, while evangelicals are dismissed as knuckle-dragging racists. But the most venomous invective is reserved for Christian clergy of every stripe, who at best are caricatured as well-meaning dopes, and more often as not, as lecherous lowlives. Think about it. When was the last time you saw a movie or a TV show that depicted a minister or a priest as faithfully living out their vocation as a servant of the servants of God? Remember, this isn't first century Rome, it's 21st century America. Yet the drumbeat is loud and clear. Christians are America's last acceptable target of persecution. So pile on gross parodies, distortions, hate speech. They're all a free shot. But no matter how odious, it's only kid stuff compared to the increasingly intense assault against Christians that's spreading worldwide. In Libya, a score of Christians are marched out onto a beach and with choreographic precision, they're beheaded for the benefit of some bloodthirsty bloggers. In Indonesia, Christian schoolgirls are dragged from a bus and butchered in front of their classmates. In Egypt, the ancient Coptic communities have now been virtually annihilated. In Sudan, Christian villages are routinely bombed and strafed. In Nigeria, entire congregations are rounded up, gunned down, and left to rot. In India, venerable Anglican churches are burned to the ground while the faithful are hacked to death. In Palestine, Iraq, Syria, ethnic cleansing has reduced Christian communities to a pitiful few elderly survivors. In this week's gospel, Jesus saw all this and warned his disciples that he is sending you out like lambs among the wolves. 2,000 years later, the pack is still circling. While some of the lambs are merely being marginalized, others are being openly mocked and excluded. While some are being constantly harassed, others are being systematically hunted down and destroyed. With every passing day, we're reminded that the cross of Christ is not a piece of decorative jewelry or a traditional wall decor. It's a covenant. It's a challenge. And more, it's a target. That's because from the very first, it has always been a paradox. On the cross lies both earthly peril and eternal salvation. And yet Jesus urges us on. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. In this gospel, my friends, Jesus tells us that our faith is not a private matter. We're meant to proclaim it in word and deed. In the face of persecution, to be a Christian is not to slink through life in a defensive crouch. We're here to build God's kingdom, not buried in our hearts. That's not empty tough talk. There's no bluster or bravado in Jesus. There's no macho in his message. In this gospel, Jesus does not order us to mandatory martyrdom. At the same time, denying him, well, it's not an option, and neither is revenge. Jesus is telling us that love among the lambs, that's easy. Love among the wolves, that's hard. So what to do? The love of Christ is all that we have, but it's more than enough if we work at it each and every day. He calls us to make a simple one-on-one transaction. When hated, we love. When insulted, we love. When slandered, we love. That's what Christians do. We love the persecuted and the persecutor. Each one of us is the custodian of Christ's love. We live in it. We build it. We must share it with the lambs and with the wolves. That's why God put us here. That's why Jesus saved us, to love among the wolves. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.